This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and welcome you into the Retirement Room with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist for Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, online at MatthewJames.com and available by calling 366-8366. Once again, that phone number, 366-8366. My name is Chris Vaughn. Today on the show, what to believe when we're bombarded with everyone's opinion about the economy, what's the most common age that people claim Social Security and why, and we're going to talk about a very important milestone when it comes to your 401k, all this and more. But first, let me check in with the man himself. John, glad to be with you. How are you, sir?
Well, Chris, you know, it's another weekend, another busy weekend for us. Actually, last weekend, I didn't even talk about it, but soccer officially started last weekend, and then we had a game during the week on Wednesday night for my son, Jack, and then today at noon, actually, I have a game for my youngest, Jean-Paul in Youngsville. So that's a new sport to add to the many others that my kids play. And then we also have my daughter. My middle daughter is actually in Grand Canyon. She left on Thursday on a school trip. So her and the mom, the wifey, the boss lady is is out over there. So I'm on double parent duty back home, you know, organizing everything else. So luckily we just have some practices. But actually my daughter that's in the Grand Canyon, she's actually has a softball tournament this weekend that she's missing out on. Her and like one of her best friends that plays with her on softball, they're both over there at that camp. At the Grand Canyon trip. So they've been, you know, excited about that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big deal. I mean, I've never been there. I definitely want to go. I'd love to take all the kids and have an adventure out there. That would be a lot of fun. But yeah, we, you know, outside of that, we just have some track and field, a little bit of volleyball practice for the other daughter, you know, make the most out of the weekend.
Just a few things, you know, always a busy time in the Blanchard household, especially if you're rolling solo this week. So good luck with you. But we appreciate you taking time out of your always busy schedule to spend with the listeners here, give them a little insight as they get closer and closer to retirement. So let's go ahead and start with this thing. Inflation and higher interest rates are pushing more Americans to unretire. A recent survey found that 55% of retirees who went back to work did so because they needed more money. And another 1 in 6, they're considering making that transition back to work. John, when you design a retirement plan, do you take into account these economic hiccups? So going back to the workforce is a choice rather than a necessity?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, now because of what we've seen over the last couple of years, you have to plan for more inflation than what you normally have before. But also, I think with that study, a lot of the people that are, you know, having to unretire are the ones that had either they were just living off of Social Security or a pension, or they had minimal savings investments that they would pull off of to supplement their social or their pension, where, you know, inflation really got to them. They didn't have enough revenue coming in. So, but ideally for people that have a substantial amount or a sizable amount of investments, then that's a little bit different in their scenario. Now we want to make sure that they have, you know, the right investment vehicles that they can use to supplement their Social Security and their pension. That would be ideal, but we got to look at how much risk they, you know, potentially taking, what kind of scenarios, what things you can use. You know, interest rates are high right now, so there's, you know, you can go into, you know, some fixed income instruments like, you know, you can go to a money market account, you can go into CDs, treasuries, and look at the rates that they're paying right now. And it could be beneficial in that standpoint. Now, looking at, you know, just with the volatility of the market, but whenever you have a portfolio that's bleeding and you're taking withdrawals, and let's say you're paying excessive fees, like this week I was, you know, one of the people that came in, we looked at their investments they had with another advisor, and they had a pretty sizable variable annuity where in their case, you know, they're paying about 3.5% a year just in fees and they're withdrawing 5%. So technically that's 8.5% coming out of their portfolio every single year, you know, 3.5% for fees and 5% for income purposes. And if their portfolio within that annuity, variable annuity is poorly performing, then what happens is that's going to have a risk of that account running out of money, even though there's a guaranteed paycheck because of the annuity's income rider. But the problem is that there's not an inheritable asset once that account value goes to zero. So, it, you know, in that account, that particular for that household, that's an IRA account that's pretty sizable. And so, but the thing is that, you know, if he passes away, there's no IRA money going to his wife if he dies prematurely. So that becomes an issue. And so you have to have a good understanding of how these financial vehicles work, how much fees you're getting that's being deducted from it. You know, what is the purpose of the money? So ideally, we have to have purpose with our assets on, you know, having money allocated for emergency funds, for planned expenses, for supplemental income for your social or your pension, or if you have both. And then looking at, you know, forward planning on tax mitigation, healthcare, or long-term care needs. And then, you know, if you plan on giving any money to charity, how are we going to divide up these assets and looking at a future project? So we want to give everything a purpose and allocate in the right areas with the right amount of risk tolerance to cover these next several decades of your retirement.
I'd be curious, the survey doesn't delve into this, but the 55% of the retirees who went back to work out of necessity, I'd be curious to know how many of them retired without having a full-on plan, and they just were relying, like you said, on Social Security or, you know, a pension if they had the luxury of that. If you've got a plan in place, you know, something to fall back on, it is easier to make that decision, I think, to do it out of desire rather than necessity. You know, like my father went back into the workforce. Well, he's working, I think, like 12 hours at the church every week, mostly to keep him entertained and occupied and keep him out of the house, according to my mom. But again, that is the goal, right? Is to retire and stay retired. Or if you do go back into the workforce to do so because you want to, not because you have to, because you need to make ends meet. But having that plan to fall back on, I think really helps make that decision something that you could do on your own terms. And it all starts, that plan starts with picking up the phone and giving a call and scheduling a time to speak with Acadiana's retirement strategist, 366-8366. That's the phone number, the website, MatthewJames.com. You mentioned soccer earlier and the multitude of sports that your kids are playing. Football season is underway, and a recent study found that fans experience a boost in self-esteem for 2 days after watching their team win a big game. John, do you find that clients who walk out of Matthew James Tax Wealth Management with a retirement plan in place also have a boost in confidence that, you know, last, I would say, longer than 2 days?
Yeah. I mean, the big thing is that they, you know, they feel very confident that they can move forward. I mean, as long as, I mean, we pointed out in the areas where they had enough money, they can draw enough income, they know when to take Social Security. They have a plan for different, you know, phases of their life. And ideally, it's just to have that, you know, just to walk out with confidence, knowing that, hey, you know what, we did the right things. And then, you know, if we can help people improve their situation, that would be the ideal thing that we look for. We want them to leave better off than when they showed up. And that's the ideal thing that, you know, what we're focused on, what we're looking at, and how to, you know, organize their assets and give it purpose. And so that they can really enjoy, you know, their retirement, have the freedom to do what they want to do. You know, if they want to go make a trip, they have, you know, they have the confidence that they have the money working for them the right way. Or, you know, if we have another, you know, major market meltdown, that they know that they are in an area that there's a lot of safeguards put in place to make sure that they don't have a massive depreciating value of their portfolio. And that's something that we have to look at, we have to focus on. But it's all about creating confidence. And then from there, confidence leads to happiness. And happiness, obviously, you know, leads to something that's, you know, just going to infect other people. And so that's going to be great. You know, we want to make sure people that are enjoying their retirement, mm-hmm. enjoying their lifestyle. Look, even if you're working, it's a matter of having confidence. If you have, you know, 5 years left, 10 years left, 20 years left, you know, till you actually retire, it's having a plan. That's the ideal thing that we're focused on, and helping people, you know, give them that information, give them that knowledge, and even give them the strategies that they can use to benefit them for the long haul.
As the saying goes, it's easier to find a job when you already have a job. I think it's easier to go to a job that you may enjoy. You may just be doing it just to ride the clock out. But if you know that you're going to be okay after, you know, you put in the time because you've got that plan in place, I think it can give you a little bit more confidence, a little bit more a pep going into that job. But you don't know until you actually have that plan in place and see where you stand. And on the other side of the coin, if there is work that needs to be done prior to you actually leaving the workforce, a little bit more, you know, sweat equity you need to put in or what have you, at least you'll know that and you know the steps you need to take. But again, it all comes back to having that plan and having that confidence as you enter into retirement and you clock out for the last time. Acadiana's retirement strategist, Matthew James Tax Wealth Management, they can help give you that plan. You just have to give a call and schedule a time to speak with them. MatthewJames.com is the website. The phone number, 366-8366. No two people are the same, and neither are their opinions on where the market is going. Christina Hooper of Invesco spoke to Yahoo Finance.
There are a lot of clients who got out, got spooked last fall, and want to know when is a good time to get in. They have been experiencing FOMO for months now. Another set, of course, is very concerned that we could be in for a very significant downturn in the stock market. My view is that a defensive positioning in the near term could benefit investors.
What do you think of Ms. Hooper's advice here? Do you agree with her? Is this what you're seeing with clients?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're seeing, but this is also what we're talking about too, being more, you know, defensive, looking at this downturn to be a great way to catapult your portfolio value if you were being defensive and then being able to buy into the market at a cheaper, you know, rate. You know, we got to look at how Warren Buffett invests. He buys like a woman. You know, women like to buy things when they're on sale. I mean, really anybody, you know, does, obviously. But there's actually a book that's, you know, called that. I don't remember the title. I'm just thinking about it now. But ideally, it's looking at why would you pay for something, you know, at a premium when you can buy it at a discount at some point. So, you know, ideally, that's what we're looking at, is looking at the valuations of the market. What's the right, you know, strategy to take? And even, you know, that's on something that you look at from a buy and hold standpoint. But the other thing too is, you know, having a tactical strategy, having something that, you know, that can move in and out of the market and breathe depending on what's, you know, what the technical indicators are, you know, communicating on even on a daily basis. So ideally, it's, you know, using the correct strategies to understand when it's time to hold of an investment, when it's time to sell an investment, when it's time to buy an investment. So it's a matter of having, you know, money organized and structured in a certain way to where, okay, we know that we can be nimble when we need to be nimble, and having money that works that way. And maybe you have other money that's, you know, set up differently, that is, you know, more, let's call it secured, and then you're still getting a pretty decent rate of return. And then from there, you can pivot whenever you need to. And ideally, it's a matter of having structure, having purpose, but understanding, okay, look, what even though last year, okay, this S&P was down 19.44%. You know, right now the market's up, even though the market started dropping, you know, since the end of July, a little bit. But we have to look at, you know, the big picture, what's going on. And so there's a lot of things, a lot of headwinds, a lot of, you know, a lot of issues. And really there's that perfect storm, and we really haven't seen the storm come, even though we had, you know, some bad weather last year, and it's been choppy this year, but it's been, you know, it's been positive. But really the positivity is coming in several stocks that are AI related. And so these seven positions have been pulling up the market. And so there's a lot of overvaluation, and a lot of other positions are, you know, riding the coattails, but really not performing, you know, that well, being that attractive. So ideally, we just have to look at the big picture of what we're trying to do, what's the strategy, how we can keep this principal value for the long haul, and, you know, have it grow to outpace inflation, to produce, you know, to create a withdrawal strategy for income purposes to supplement your social or your pension. But the other thing too is we got to look at, you know, the big picture of, you know, what you're doing on your, with your investments, how you withdraw your investments, and what kind of taxes would you be paying, you know, withdrawing this money. So we have to look at tax mitigation planning, because, you know, it's not just about the return that you get, but the reduction in taxes that you have to pay is a big thing that you can use to benefit your plan itself. Because, you know, every dollar that you save in taxes is equally to every dollar that you can grow into the market. So what if you can do both? You can have more growth or more income and then lower taxes. You know, you got to look at taxes as a fee on your investment. And it's not, you know, the fee the advisor's charging, it's the fee that the government's charging you. And whenever you're having most of your assets in tax deferred accounts, you have a tax lien. So depending on your withdrawal strategy, you got to look at your, you know, how much Social Security you're taking. So there's a provisional income calculation that we got to calculate and see, okay, how much of your social is going to get taxed, and then creating another taxation on your IRA. So ideally, we have to look at how all these different dollars come together, because we got to remember, not every dollar is taxed the same. And so it's a matter of, you know, putting our dollars in the right place, having a withdrawal strategy to supplement your social, your pension, to benefit you, not just for today, but for the next 20 and 30 years.
Developing that strategy and having a proper strategy altogether. It's not just about taxes. It's not just about market performance. It all works together. That is why the team is called Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. It's not either or, it's a yes and. And so it all starts with that phone call, 366-8366, or going online to MatthewJames.com. And some people, you know, they're wary of the markets right now, as you pointed out, and they may be seeking other avenues to invest their money. If you're a regular watcher of news networks, you probably noticed a flurry of commercials trying to sell gold and silver coins or so-called gold IRAs. But A lot of companies in the industry, they're actually now the subject of government lawsuits that claim that retirees were defrauded out of tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars using these so-called gold IRAs. Have you stopped clients from making similar mistakes because they called you first?
Yeah, no, we have. I mean, there's, you know, several scenarios of you know, people looking, you know, somebody, you know, gives them a hunch. There's some water cooler talk. You don't hear that many people talking about getting into crypto like you've had, you know, basically 12 months ago and earlier on, you know. And the thing is, people are like, well, look, I want to put some money in crypto. I'm like, well, are you willing to lose all that? And I'm like, no, I don't want to lose all that. I want it to grow. Well, I mean, you're buying it on the top end, realistically. I mean, most of these conversations were, I don't have any, you know, money in it. I'm definitely not going to convince you that you need to put your money in there, but you got to be willing to, you know, lose that money. It's like, think about it, whether it's Cypress Bayou, Paragon, whatever casino you want to go to or don't want to go to. But think about it. If you're going to go over there and you're okay losing that $100 bill, and it's not going to affect your relationship with your spouse, it's not going to make you miss your mortgage payment or can't pay your light bill, and you're okay with losing it, okay, that's appropriate amount. But if you're going to take, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100% of your portfolio and dump it in there because you saw somebody else make money, that's where you got to be careful. So there's a lot of scenarios like that. And we look at these gold commercials, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, there's basically two commercials with the same phone number. And, you know, we often see, I think William Bain is one of the actors on there. And, you know, one of the things that we typically see is when gold's going up in value, they are running the commercial for you to buy gold from them so you can start making more money.
Uh-huh.
And then when gold's going down in value, they're running another commercial with the same phone number saying, we'll buy your gold.
So you
don't, you know, you don't keep losing money. And so you got to think about that. I mean, who ultimately is the one making the money? The one with the commercial. Maybe take a step back whenever somebody's pitching something and look at it from a different angle. Now, you know, obviously I know not everybody's really, you know, fully educated on the world of finance, but you could definitely, you know, watch some videos online, have some conversations, you know, to get more information if you don't have someone that you're, you know, normally dealing with, or just call our office and we'll be glad to at least have a conversation, try to figure out, okay, what's the logic of, you know, what that person or entity is trying to get you to invest in. And it's, okay, is it, you know, is it suitable? Is it appropriate? Is it the right thing to do? And so that's the things that we want to look at and make sure that, you know, you're not going to get taken advantage of. We have a client of ours that we acquired that they had an annuity that we were in the process of you know, breaking apart because of what it was. Well, then, you know, she's with us for, I don't know, not even a month. And then one of her best friends tells her that she should invest in gold and silver. And so then we get a phone call from XYZ Trust Company saying that we have to, you know, make that money available. And so, and the thing is, we were trying to, you know, pull apart her plan because of what she had to get away from the charges and fees that she was planning on the annuity and the other money. Well, I mean, they basically canceled the account that she already had. It's not something that we opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I looked at the math, it's like she lost 85 grand. To move it over to something that's not even going to perform.
Wow.
And, you know, these things happen and it's sad. And we're like, look, I mean, it's, I'm not worried about, you know, like I'm not concerned about us losing the relationship or, you know, we're not going to, you know, be your advisor slash from a financial standpoint for us. It's realistically, I'm like, look, this is not a good route.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, I mean, this is going to be a loss and you're not going to see your portfolio, grow and all these planning, you know, all this planning that we did, but they got persuaded by their best friend to do this stuff. And look, as much as we do what we do, it's sometimes that happens. So you got to be very careful what you're getting into, because there's a lot of videos out there of people talking about like investment strategies, and most of them are gimmicks. And the thing is, they're not even, those guys aren't even regulated. They're just talking. And the bad thing is that a lot of people are getting taken advantage of from con artists in all shapes and sizes.
Let the team at Matthew James Tax Wealth Management offer their insight if you don't know where else to turn, and you know, approach cautiously, because that's one of the last things you want to do is to jeopardize your hard-earned money, whether that is, you know, bad market decisions, whether that is investing in things like this, whether that is negating to take into account taxes, 366-8366, or going online, MatthewJames.com. Put a plan in place. See where you stand right now and how to get to where you want to be in your retirement. 366-8366 is that phone number. Perhaps you have been trying to get there with the help of a target date fund in your retirement accounts. A new study from Morningstar looked at the performance of target date funds over the last 15 years, and their conclusion was if target date funds had never been invented and Vanguard and Fidelity had placed that money in a balanced fund, investors would actually be significantly wealthier today. So, John, as people get closer to retirement, the target date fund is supposed to move to more conservative investments.
Well, I mean, we got to look especially what happened last year. That's kind of where the majority of the vulnerability was. I mean, look, the last couple of years, weren't that great either. But we have to look at with target date funds, the way they get rebalanced over time as that, retirees getting to that target date itself, like it's called a target date fund, what they're doing is going into more, they're shifting from equity to fixed income. So they're buying more bonds. And then we've seen over time, especially like what happened in 2020 when the target date funds, the return, was catapulted because of the basically the balance between, the NASDAQ and the S&P, really the NASDAQ in 2020, and, from the bottom of COVID, what happened on that from the market standpoint, where these target date funds, the value has to be in a certain proportion of, fixed income and a certain amount of equities. Well, what happened was the equity proportions had grown to a significant value, than what was basically on the plan document itself. So what they were forced to do is sell the equity and buy more fixed income securities. And so the issue there was when they bought these fixed income securities, the interest rates were really low and the bond pricing was high. And there was even a lot of bad debt that they bought as well. Not also good debt, but bad debt, low quality stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that created a lot of vulnerability. And then from there, then when Powell started raising interest rates to kind of offset inflation, then that made it worse for the target date funds because you've seen the negative values between the bond side even last year and the equity side, where we've seen some of these flagship target date funds get to a low as up to 27% last year. And that's something that's, that we got to pay attention to. It's like around the end of the third quarter of last year. And so that's a big problem. And we got to look at, okay, the future of what's happening with our economy. And we're talking about like 2020, 2025, 2030 target date funds. Either you're already in it, you're about to get to it, or you're going to be there in like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
That's an issue because mm-hmm. people are supposed to have confidence that these portfolios are made to be defensive and be able to produce income. And we showed how much they failed last year. So moving forward, we have to look at overall performance, but look at, what safeguards are in place. And unfortunately, in most of these, there's none.
If what you thought you knew about your financial future turned out to not be true, when would you want to find out? I think as soon as possible. And, with these target date funds, unfortunately, it's one of those things that really the inadequacies of them are really being exposed right now as people are approaching those quote unquote target dates. But there is something to be said. Again, there are changes that can be made with people's investments, their 401ks, taking that personal autonomy, especially as they get closer and closer to retirement age, 59 and a half. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But, if there is a better way to invest your money, when would you want to find out? But same thing, I think as soon as possible. And so that is something having a second set of eyes on, having a second opinion on your retirement accounts, your retirement prospects, your retirement plan as it stands right now, really comes into play. And that is something that Matthew James Tax Wealth Management can do and offer that insight. If there is a change here or there that needs to be made, they'll let you know that. If you're doing great and you want to stay the course, you should stay the course. They'll let you know that as well. Either way, it is getting that second set of eyes, that second opinion, and hopefully leaving that meeting, that appointment, feeling more confident about your retirement prospects, whether you do have to stay the course or whether there are changes that need to be made. But it starts with that phone call, 366-8366, and online, MatthewJames.com. Of course, as we've said many times here on the show, it's not just about the investments. Tax is also a major factor. R&B legend Mary J. Blige opened up recently about the financial trouble she was in years ago. She admits she didn't keep an eye on things in the middle of a troubled marriage, and, well, that is when Uncle Sam came calling.
I owe so much money. I never thought I was ever going to get out of debt. I'm out of debt now. But I mean, I owe millions of dollars in taxes. Now I have the wisdom. Now I look at my payroll. That's not my money. My taxes are not my money. My tithes are not my money. So I'm like, pay my payroll, pay my taxes, pay my tithes. All of that money, I don't even want to see it because it doesn't belong to me.
Now, when it comes to tax planning for retirement, how important is it for couples to understand the dynamics of it?
Well, I mean, look, ideally, it's having a good understanding of not every dollar is taxed the same. You know, even though like it looks the same in your checking account, it's where it came from. And where it came from, you know, you have different types of accounts or different sources of income. So you have, you know, things that are getting taxed a certain way. And, you know, let's say one thing, Social Security. Well, prior to 1983, that was a tax-free, you know, income from the government of money, you know, obviously money that you put in that you already paid taxes on, and you're supposed to be receiving it tax-free. Then 1983, they created the provisional income calculation, which would make where the government would you know, once your income would hit a certain amount, then up to 50% of your or 50% of your Social Security benefit would get retaxed again. Mm-hmm. And then in 1993, they created a second tier, which up to 85% of it would get taxed again. So ideally, we got to have to understand, you know, how does this trigger happen and how to keep it from happening. But then we have to look at the intersection of, you know, money coming from a pension. We have to look at money coming out of IRAs or SEP accounts or simples or 401ks. You know, and then going to 401ks, you know, if you're in retirement and you're withdrawing money from a 401k, that itself is you're going to see a mandatory withholding of 20% on almost all 401ks and even, you know, 403bs. So if you want to change that, you can move that money to a traditional IRA. And then so all you're going to do is roll that over. And then from there, you can control the withholding. Because what if you only owe 12%? What if you only owe, you know, 10%? So, you know, we have to look at the math in your scenario. And so why overpay, over withhold and to get it back, and you can't place that money back inside of the IRA, you can't, you know, stick it in a Roth, you know, if you can only reinvest it and get it, for it to be retaxed again. So let's say instead of doing that, which you would normally do, let's say if you took the difference and converted it to a Roth, even though you were, you know, paying taxes on it, now that money can grow tax-free. So ideally, we just have to look at your scenario. If you're looking at maybe selling off assets, realizing other income, maybe you have a like a retirement plan at work where they're going to give you a lump sum even after you retire. Like, we see so many different scenarios, and ideally it's having an understanding of where the sources of income are coming from and, you know, what could be done to lower the tax liability by controlling the withdrawals from each type of an account, so we can, you know, get your tax rate to zero or maybe an effective tax rate, something close to zero. That would be something that would be very beneficial for, you know, for the long haul, because let's look at it this way. Let's say you were paying $6,000 a year, $6,500 a year in taxes. Well, let's say if you changed the way your income was structured because you had your money allocated in the right areas where you can pull it from, and then let's say you get your tax bill from $6,500 to zero a year. Let's say over a 10-year period, you're saving $65,000.
Yeah.
You look, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we have to look at, you know, what's your situation. Not everybody can get into a 0% tax rate, but we got to look at how can we get you either there or close to there. And doing that efficiently, because, you know, right now while taxes are on sale, you know, the we have this year and the next 2 years before we see an increase on the long-term capital gains rate and the ordinary income tax rate. But we also see a lot of pressures coming ahead because of the amount of debt our country has. And so the government needs more revenue. So they're going to have to find it from, you know, different areas. And the one untouched, you know, asset is the IRA, the 401k, the SEP, the simple. These accounts have never been taxed yet. So this is a good way to create you know, revenue for the Treasury. So we have to look at the relationship between, you know, your accounts and the IRS and try to minimize that relationship as much as possible.
That $32 trillion and climbing in national debt is a number that is looming large, and the money has to come from somewhere. And again, as you said, there's a lot of accounts out there that have not been taxed yet. And basically, when the time comes to withdraw that money, you're going to be paying at whatever rate that they decide. But if you have proper plans put in place right now, you can go ahead and you know, buy out the silent partner that is Uncle Sam and keep the tax man at bay. Get to keep more of your hard-earned money. And I think at the end of the day, that is what everybody wants. Regardless of what your retirement plans are, you want to make sure that you keep as much of your money as possible. It all starting to develop that strategy, a tax-savvy strategy. A phone call, a simple phone call to Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. It is right there in the name, after all. Go to MatthewJames.com. That's the website. Or give a call, 366-8366. Let's talk Social Security, John. When it comes to people's Social Security benefits, the longer they wait, the bigger the check. Yet, about 23% of people take it right away at 62. About 27% wait until 66 or 67, full retirement age. And only about 9% wait until 70 for the maximum benefit. What age do you see is the most common to trigger benefits, and what is that decision based off of?
Well, look, I mean, this, you know, when they should take it depends on a lot of variables. You know, we got to look if you're married or if you're single. You know, that's gonna play a big part of it. What are your other sources of income, or how long you're gonna work till? Because ideally, if you take it at 62, you're getting a triple reduction. Number one, they're gonna reduce obviously the valuation of what you would get at full retirement age, but also if you're working and you're making over $21,240 a year, now granted next year that should go up. But what happens is if you're making over that, then you're going to get a reduction in your Social Security check. And then if your provisional income, gets triggered as far as that calculation on either level, at the 50% level, the 85% level, then what happens is you're seeing a third reduction there on that money getting retaxed. So what we got to look at is how to avoid, you know, but at least two of if we can avoid all three, that's one thing, mm-hmm. but it all depends on, you know, when someone's retiring, where's that money coming from? You know, will they have to turn on social, those kind of things if they're married. So there's a lot of variables that we have to look at and do the math on, figure out, okay, what's the best scenario. Now, also, if someone does not think they're going to live to age 82, getting it at 62, they're going to collect more money. Now, if they think they're going to live beyond 83, getting it at full retirement age is going to maximize, you know, their benefit. And obviously, if they think they're going to live to 160, it'd be best to wait till 70 to get it, because you'll collect more money, mm-hmm. obviously. But there's not that many people living that, you know, to that age anymore.
Not to my knowledge.
No. But in the Old Testament days, you know, that was something.
Different. Yeah.
But ideally, you know, we have to look at, you know, what is their scenario. So, some people may need to take it at 62. Some people should wait to 66, 67, depending on when full retirement age, or maybe delay it all the way to 70. It really depends on several factors. Like I said, if you're married or if you're single, how much money you need, what are your other guaranteed sources of income? But also, are you doing any tax mitigation planning? Because when that money moves from when you're withdrawing that money from your IRA to supplement your social, you know, you have a higher tax burden. Well, if you can also do Roth conversions over time, and if you're taking Social Security, you're going to pay an extra $6,000 roughly on your Roth conversion, you know, each year. It could be, you know, more as the years go on. So ideally, we just have to look at what is, you know, suitable for you. What is the best mathematical way of going at, you know, taking social, doing conversions, withdrawing from other things, even selling other assets. So we have to look at how all the different types of income intersect on your tax return to make the right decision.
You need to do your homework beforehand. You need to figure out when the right time is ahead of time. And that is something that definitely a measure twice, cut once sort of situation. Let the team at Matthew James Tax Wealth Management help you with that. Figure out how it all goes into play into your retirement puzzle. 366-8366 is the phone number. That's, again, 366-8366. Throwing a lot of ages out there, and I've heard people say that 60 is the new 40, but in the retirement world, we keep hearing about age 59 and a half. Let's focus on that age, John. We mentioned it a couple minutes ago. Why is 59 and a half so important when it comes to people's 401ks?
Well, look, that's the, you know, ideal age where you can start withdrawing money from it for income purposes without a 10% pre-withdrawal penalty. Or if you're actively working for a company and your 401k is there, you can do an in-service rollover. In-service means you're still working there and you can roll the money outside of your 401k into an IRA. So ideally what you can do is, you know, look at that. Number one, you can make up catch-up contributions. So there's more money that you can place inside your plan, whether it's pre-tax or post-tax. So that's a good thing about 59 and a half. And then the other thing is it's just, you know, having access to it. But also if you need access to funds, you can do it, with an IRA or an old 401k before 59 and a half. And there's different rules that work, you know, around for that. So you don't have to see the 10% pre-withdrawal penalty, but there's some stipulations that you got to abide by because of the way the rule works. So ideally, you know, 59 and a half is a good sweet spot to allow you to do different things from a planning point of view on where you can move assets around. And so ideally, these are the things that we want to look at and make sure that people are benefiting from.
Any money saved towards your retirement is obviously a good thing. If there are ways to make it work harder for you, more efficiently for you, we talked about the shortcomings of the target date funds a couple minutes ago there. And obviously, if there is an employer match, you know, that is free money. You want to take advantage of that to make sure that you get all that free money. You can't beat that. But if there are better ways to make your money work for you, I think it's certainly worth taking a look at, especially as you get closer and closer to retirement, where, you know, the margin of error, I guess is the way to say it, becomes smaller and smaller. And that is something that, again, Acadiana's retirement strategist can help you with. The team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management can help you with the show, a way to be efficient with your money, be efficient with your retirement accounts, make that money now work hard for you. That's the plan, right? You start working hard for your money. You spend your working world working hard for your money. Now it's time to make that money work for you. 366-8366 is how you can get started, how they can help you with that. 366-8366, the website matthewjames.com. And I want to thank you, as we always do, for joining us, spending part of your weekend with us here on The Retirement Roo with John Blanchard. Hope you have a great week ahead of you. Hope you have a safe week ahead of you. John, I know you got to cut out of here. So again, as always, appreciate the time. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with the final word.
Yeah, Chris, look, we had a great show, a lot of good information. I think we were, talking about today, given to the listeners, and we appreciate everybody that listens to our show each and every weekend. This might be your first weekend listening. You might have been listening for the last 5 years, but we appreciate, everybody that listens, and hopefully you get a lot of good information that you can take and apply towards your program. And, always, if you need, if you need help, and if you're looking for a new home to bring your investments, maybe your tax management, be sure to give our office a call. And, be sure also to check us out on TV. We'll be on KLFY this week with Lydia, talking about tips and retirement strategies and tax strategies on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on KLFY. Thanks, and have a great weekend. Next is Kevon Bordelon with Implicit Bias.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., Registered Investment Advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, License Number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.